Don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. It's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tropical Storm Dorian, after doing a little damage to Puerto Rico and knocking out power on the Virgin Islands, is expected to get stronger as it heads toward Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says...
Our message to the folks have just been, you know, what we always do during hurricane season, just have a plan, be ready and listen.
The storm's on track to hit Florida's east coast sometime Sunday or early Monday as a major Category 3 hurricane. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announces in a video on social media...
Hey, everyone. I wanted you to hear it from me first, but after more than 8 incredible months... I'm ending my presidential campaign.
She didn't meet the polling and fundraising threshold to make next month's Democratic Party primary debate in Houston. 10 candidates will be on stage September 12th. That's 2 weeks from today. 10 fewer than in the two debates held in July. Looks like Tom Steyer just missed the cut for this next one. America is listening to Fox News.
Plus won't stream R-rated films, so Disney is launching Disney R with adult versions of your favorite Disney films, like Pinocchio.
Hey, baby, you know what they say about guys with long noses.
And 101 Dalmatians with John Wick.
Whoa, dude, someone kidnapped all my Dalmatians. Time for revenge.
And Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Epcot.
The Magic Kingdom is a great place for a family vacation.
Yeah, the Manson family.
Hey, Goofy, what are you going to do with that knife? No,
no. Disney R, because you've always wanted to see Pennywise the Clown in a Frozen sequel.
Let it float. Let it float. And soon, you'll float too.
Like waking up like this?
Good morning, sunshine.
Or is this more like what you get?
Get your ass up!
Well, here's your favorite morning show with cheerful good mornings for you. Greg Budell.
Good morning.
Jay Scott.
Good morning.
Emily Hayes.
Good morning.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yo, what's up?
And the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Wake me up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Get up!
Get on up!
There had to be something in there you liked.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you ask your mama?
Don't!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Wake your butt up!
Let's try this.
Good morning.
School.
I guess some are waking up with a pickle puss. I think that's actually normal in a lot of cases. Three men and a lady at 6:10 with you, Shirley Greg, you know, Jay Scott on vacation, Emily Hayes doing double duty, and Rich Thomas is busy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Have you been out this morning? Maybe you haven't at 6:11, but it really feels nice. I mean, we have dew points that are in the 60s, and we have mid-60 temperatures. Very nice, and today will be tolerable humidity. We like that, even though the high temperature doesn't look good on paper or anywhere else. 92 is the high, but it will be a tolerable 92 if there's such a thing. Clear, comfortable, pleasantly cool tonight. Overnight low 66. How about that great weather for Broadway under the stars tonight at Brunt Cultural Park? Tomorrow, still dry, sunshine, high 94. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those scattered hit-or-miss storms. And needless to say, the forecast for the next several days, especially from Labor Day on, is highly dependent on the future of Monster Dorian. Well, it's not a monster right now. It has 85-mile-an-hour winds, but expected to be a major Category 3 hurricane, maybe even close to Category 4 by the time it has an encounter with Florida on Labor Day. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm wind, 67 degrees at 6:12.
It's Thursday.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got a great idea.
I've got a great idea. Listen up.
Let's put on a show.
That is a good idea.
No, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
What kind of a show?
Super sexy cool.
What kind of show you think I'm doing here?
Have you ever met in person?
You look a lot better when you can't tell what you look like.
Have you ever seen my show?
You're on radio and not on television.
Making faces for radio.
And now for a little radio.
Here we go.
It's show 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Oh, I want to begin by thanking Vicki from Applied Security for being there for the celebration of 14 years of happy hour yesterday.
Hooray!
How was Bob Hauer's last night?
It was great. It was a wonderful evening. We had a Bluebell ice cream party last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you try that they brought yesterday?
Brought a half gallon. We put candles in it, lit the candles, blew them out, made a wish. And everybody got to try that new flavor, the salted caramel cookie.
So good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's pretty amazing.
I'm not a big sweets person, but that was on point.
Interesting.
Bluebell does amazing flavors.
How would you like that job, to come up with new ideas as far as flavors?
Right.
It'd be tough.
It'd be hard, but...
Oh, I can just imagine sampling different types of chocolate, and can we mix this type of cookie in, and what would go good with that?
Pickles.
I still say that the king cake was the best one.
And by the way, $4.50 a gallon at Food Outlet at Cost Plus 10. Our rocket scientist, though, the type of person that Applied Security protects us from, is a telephone scammer. This happened in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you're going to scam people over the phone, there should be some judiciousness in who it is you call to scam. So let's begin by saying, don't scam a police chief.
They're trying to help you out over here, okay?
I would like to know what the allegations are against me and what you're going to take out a warrant for.
Right now, there are two criminal charges against you. Number one, drug trafficking. And number two, money laundering.
Well, that's better than the 25 the first guy told me were out against me. And they've hung up on me.
Hello.
I find it interesting that the first guy I talked to was John Black. And the second guy I talked to was Jason Brown. Don't ever give out your information. Just hang up on them or have a little fun.
It was one of those scams, and I've never had the live call, but I've had messages left to call back numbers because I was in deep legal trouble.
Sure.
This past week, I got the voicemail of, your Social Security number has been suspended.
Right, you're not going to get a phone call about that.
They can't suspend your Social Security number.
And threats from the IRS are not going to happen on the phone.
No, they'll mail you.
No, most of the time they don't even bother. They just take your money and say,
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and the constitutionality of that is up for debate. But so far, people that have challenged it have never prevailed. I don't get it. Anyway, applied security can protect you from the bad guys, people with ill intentions for both your home and business. And I must say, Vicky and Mark are just extraordinarily nice people. It's a great local business. They can assume your existing monitoring for as low as $29 a month and provide you with any technology you need to monitor. Remember they caught, I don't want to name names here, but somebody was really angry. I believe it was a spouse of an employee who was literally trying to drive the car into the front door of the building.
I don't know. What? I do not remember that. I've never heard this story.
That happened in Mobile. Like they actually drove through the front door of the radio station down there. Uh-huh.
Well, the door was not... the lock system they have is really... I mean, as strong as I am, forget about it. But it was all captured on video. And discussions were held with the people involved.
I think so.
So we are protected here for, gosh... since Blue Water moved in here 16 years ago. And they'll do a great job for you, and you'll really like working with them. 279-8338 is the number to call, 279-8338. And Vicky, thanks again for being part of it. You're one of our more recent sponsors. Morris Capuano was there last night. It was great to see him.
Good.
And Jane and Cheryl from Sales stopped by. I was touched. I really was. It was a really wonderful evening.
So sorry that I wasn't there.
No, this was not one. I'm your friend. I know your schedule, and I would never inconvenience you.
I kind of got hurricane on the brain right now.
Yeah, I understand. And so do I. I knew this thing would slow down. And now, I mean, it's literally the cone of doom covers the entire area of my drive.
Yeah.
And if it slows down further, I don't see how I can get out of here Wednesday. It's very distressing because I need this visit and I can't go after next week because we start rating season.
There's like two major models. You hear me talk about the GFS. On Monday, for example, it has the storm at Jacksonville. And the European has it at Fort Lauderdale.
Wow. Which one is usually more reliable?
Well, it depends. It could go either way. I mean, if you pointed a gun at my head, most of the time, it's going to be the European. But
I was waiting to see what you said because that's what I think is
doesn't
is
always work that way.
Yeah.
Well,
or you could just see where Jim Cantore goes.
If I can't make the drive because of the weather, I will just settle for it, staying north of Gooseville. She already went through enough with Irma a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. There was an afternoon. Remember that storm was very slowly moving from east to west, and they knew it was going to go due north at some point. And any little wobble could have meant a difference of hitting them direct. They were 39 hours in nonstop tropical storm winds.
The interesting thing, if you looked at the path and saw it was going into southwest Florida, you'd feel pretty confident in a Dade in Broward County. But guess what? They got it almost worse than the people along the exact path.
39 straight hours. They've learned in Florida, though, because they had the debris cleaned up within 2 days down in Janelle's area.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that freaked me out is I said, you better go up to stay with Ryan's parents because they're going to be further east. And then it made another wobble. And this is during the afternoon show.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, did I just send my daughter into a death trap?
Right.
And I was really, really upset.
Yeah.
But, you know, some listeners came by that afternoon. And they came by to the station to pray with me. And I thought that was so
amazing. That is,
stuff like that does not happen in South Florida. It happens here. And that's why I love it and I love you guys. 619, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after shooting in Montgomery last night. Police say this happened near Happiness Avenue just before 7 o'clock. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with serious injuries. A man is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say this happened around 7:30 last night at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. When authorities got to the scene, they found an elderly man lying unconscious in the road. No word on his condition today. And a $20 million renovation plan is in the works for Garrett Coliseum. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the city and county are working to take the Coliseum over from the state. Some of the upgrades would include adding AC to the arena and upgrades to seating and technology. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Playing all week to make my picks. You're damn right. Gather your friends, it is fantasy football time again. Can you dig it? Grab some nachos and Bud Light. We're gonna be here the whole night. Right on. QB, I'm gonna take that cat Tom and
shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about the drink.
And we can take.
Never go out coaching football from my living room couch.
It's a sea trap.
Have a parody of the song called Shraps. That was all about the candy. Remember Shraps?
I did not remember that.
Good. I'm here to tell you all about things that you aren't alive for here in the morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. At 6:22, that may have been original, but it was. It was funny. Shraps. It was all about...
Can you dig it?
Yeah. Who's the black chocolate cream that...
Shraps?
Shraps. I think it was S-C-H-R-A-F-F.
Darn right.
Apostrophe S. Do you guys mind if I use the radio for a personal conversation with my wife?
No, go right ahead.
That's awkward.
I know some of you are saying...
It's unbelievable!
But I need you to set the lower oven to 425, and the blue roasting pan is on the kitchen counter, and the roast is sitting there, and it's ready to go in the oven. I think it's about a pound and a half. It's one of those delicious Smithfield, and it's keto, so it's
boy,
great.
Boy, oh boy.
So you'll probably have to pop it in there for about, 45 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes just to make sure. And because I would like that, some of that when I come home.
At what temperature?
425.
425.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, by the way, the Bluebell that we were raving about earlier, this new flavor, salted caramel cookie. That and every other flavor of Bluebell is $4.50 for the big half gallon.
Our winner yesterday, you know, Bree and Shay, the twins that called in.
Yeah, yeah.
So Serena came by to pick up the food outlet gift certificate, and she said they're going to get to pick a Bluebell each.
Oh, that's so cool.
I thought that was cute.
What a neat mom Serena is. We like that. Also, at our event last night, my profound thanks to my longest-running sponsor. You know who that is? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Terry Adams.
Oh, Terry Adams, the Prime Minister of...
Playtime.
That's right.
I ran with the A, and then I got, I don't know.
Yeah, he and Lynn. Terry was the first believer. And he's, by the way, will be joining us this afternoon. We have a lot of really cool stuff to get... to dig deep into. That's what Terry does. And Clearing the Air now is a four-hour show on Saturday night here on News Talk. And he got a nice number on that show in the last rating. So, anyway, thanks to the Adams who, you know, these people, they just don't support what we do and keep this radio station and this show on the air. They are friends.
Yeah.
It's well past the point of a business relationship. They're just fantastic people, and I'm very grateful. 6:25, we're going to get our first look at the roads. We'll be back with the timeline for August 29th.
Cool, I love the timeline.
The guy that does it is
a
little nerdy.
He's a little nerdy, but he's also
devilishly clever.
And he always picks a good song for the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson of the day.
Which you don't know, right?
No, I have no idea.
When I point my finger at you, you just hit a key, right?
I know you're going to learn me something today. About being a gooder radio guy.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you on this Thursday morning, and our traffic looks good this morning. We don't have any problems on the 31s. If you're on the interstates, they're up at a speed limit ride, and there are no big problems on the boulevard. Look out for school buses. They're out picking up kids this time of the morning. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people, so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Nothing to do.
to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah.
Hey, good news. Roz got the message, and she's going to pop my pork in shortly. It is 6:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACD with the timeline for August 29th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Well, that's a relief. Glad the oven is set.
A long national nightmare is over.
241 days into the year, 124 days remain on National Lemon Juice Day. I'm bitter about this.
Maybe we can get you some aid for your bitterness with the lemons.
It's more herb and less salt day.
Lemonade.
That's not good. I mean, that's not a bad thing, more herbs. You got us onto, I guess you would call cricket dust herbs, right?
Yes.
Sure. And what's the other one in the thing downstairs?
Seven pepper.
Yeah. I like that.
Food outlet.
Seven pepper would not taste good in National Whiskey Sour Day mix. Whiskey sour.
Yay, whiskey.
I'm bitter about that, too. 123 years ago, in 1896, chop suey was made for the first time by a chef in China's... Well, actually, he was a chef to China's ambassador to the U.S. I didn't know that. 1949, the Soviets successfully detonate their first atomic bomb, codenamed Fast Lightning. On this date in, let's see, do I have the year? Yeah, 1964. Roy Orbison's Old Pretty Woman was released in the U.S., went on to number one 4 weeks later. 1958, a young teenager named George Harrison quits the Quarrymen. They later reunited, of course, as the Beatles. 1965 on this date, during a U.S. tour, the Beatles appeared at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets cost $3. A friend of ours, sort of, Bob Eubanks, financed that show. Put his house up for
mortgage. How amazing is that?
Yeah, it's really cool. The Beatles, the Hollywood Bowl album came out in May of 77. On this date in 66, speaking of the Beatles, they played their last public concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. They said, no mas. They were in an armored car, in the back of an armored car being ferried around, and they said, this is not, no way to live. 1967, the final episode of The Fugitive with David Jansen was watched by 78 million people. That's the true story of a doctor in Cleveland, Ohio, who murdered his wife. We used to go by that house all the time near Bay Village Hospital. 49 years ago in 1970, War by Edwin Starr hits number one. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. Now, our song of the day. And this is a rare example of a cover song that I actually think is better than the original. Robert John first did it in 67. It's been covered 5 times, including my favorite, Carl Carlton's version of Everlasting Love. The year is 1974, and this is your timeline at 6:34. How could you not smile when you hear Everlasting Love?
I have Professor a big Thomas. Smile because I was afraid that I didn't do that right, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, good. Good. You're in charge of the...
of getting that song
the
in.
Keeper of the song.
So all morning I've been like, oh, geez.
I
got to
be honest with you,
geez.
Huh? I liked the version that Gloria Estefan did better. It was a big, full production.
I mean, it is the Miami Sound Machine.
There are 4 other versions. I've got to go back and listen to that. I'll be honest with you. I just fell in love with Carl Carlton's version.
I agree. It's better than the original.
It is. No Robert John, yeah. 1977 on this date, 42 years ago, three people arrested after trying to steal Elvis's body? As a result of that incident, the king's body was moved to Graceland. 23 years ago, 1996, Isaac Hayes co-wrote the R&B classic Soul Man. He sent a letter to presidential candidate Bob Dole asking Dole to please stop using that song, which his supporters had changed the name to I'm a Dole Man. Okay. 22 years ago, 1997, Netflix was founded. Hey, kids, back then, it was just a DVD rental service. It would come in the mail. They didn't start streaming until February of 2007.
Amazing, though, how it would still come the next day.
Yeah, it really was. And then, of course, Redbox changed that business, right?
Mm-hmm.
14 years ago today, in 2005, Hurricane Katrina hits the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, killing 1,800 people. It's hard to believe in this modern age that 1,800 people could die. Of course, a lot of that was the flooding when the levees broke in New Orleans. By the way, guess what was the last hurricane to cross the Florida coastline? What was the last hurricane?
The last one?
To cross the Florida
Michael
coastline. You know what? You're right. What about the peninsula of Florida?
The peninsula? Was it Irma?
It was Katrina in 2005, Category 1.
You know, they screwed up on that storm, big time. They had it making landfall as a 1. People were underprepared. Instead, it muscled into a strong 2. And that's why so many people were caught off guard.
A lot of people forget that South Florida was involved with
24
Katrina.
People died. And you know what? They messed up on Wilma the same year.
Oh, Wilma was bad, Mama Gemma. 10 years ago in 2009, Mexico City set a Guinness Book of World Record for the largest thriller dance with 13,597 people dancing like zombies. Nothing to be proud of, Rusty. 6 years ago, in 2013, fast food workers went on strike in 60 major U.S. cities to try to get the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. Hurricane Harvey sets a rainfall record on the state in 2017 with 51.88 inches in southeast Houston. Birthdays. John McCain would have had a birthday today. Michael Jackson would have turned 61 today. Rebecca De Mornay is 60. Anybody who has ever seen the movie Risky Business knows who Rebecca De Mornay is.
She was a thing there in the 80s.
That scene in Risky Business. Well, Elliot Gould is 81 today. We're sure. One day away from Labor Day weekend. The Predict-a-thon is tomorrow?
Tomorrow. The long wait is over.
Real football we care about is the next day. 24 days till the autumnal equinox. I just like saying autumnal equinox. Halloween is 65 days away and Christmas 118 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. TV time coming up.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Sunshine and tolerable humidity today with a high around 92. I pledge allegiance to this. Tonight, clear, comfortable, I'm listening to kids in my...
It's hard to do that, man. We have to listen to them and still do our thing.
We're listening in queue to the TV people. Clear, comfortable tonight. Pleasantly cool for August. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, still dry. Sunshine, high 94. Relatively tolerable in the humidity tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day, Monday. Humidity is back. Hit or miss storms are back. And we'll talk about Dorian here in a few minutes when we get a new update from the National Hurricane Center at the top of the hour. It's going to be bad news for Florida. Then where? Right now, this morning, we have clear skies. It is comfortable. The humidity is down. We have a dew point of 64 and the temperature 67 now at 639.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's showtime.
And our topic with our friends on Rising is going to be making excuses to get out of social plan.
Little white lies. Oh, I can't go. I would love to do that with you this weekend, but I have got to rearrange my sock drawer.
Dang.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful. Because if you post on social media that you're doing something else, oh!
Busted.
Oh!
End of friendship, man. And then later on this hour, the cheap and trashy. We'll talk about Kelly Clarkson's appendix.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, she's going to have a television show.
It's a dangerous thing for her because every time she's on TV, something breaks internally.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And Judge Mathis, a shocking claim against him.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
I don't kid about nothing.
Y'all can't see it, but he made a serious face.
He did. You'll be able to see everything we do on TV in just a few seconds here. We are waiting for the cue, and it's going to be happening. There it is.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A new study has found that half of people fake excuses why not to go out on plans.
Yeah, 76% of individuals engaging in this deceptive behavior wanted to relax at home, and they chose to watch a television show. And making excuses appears to be taking a toll on the emotional well-being of Americans, with 43% of excuse makers reporting feeling guilty over their excuse making. There's a lot more to this than I thought.
You know, I don't feel guilt because I just tell you I don't want to do something.
Well, way to be straight up. Andrew lies about being asleep for 9 hours. But let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. No bitterness over here.
Oh, we never lie about anything. I think we've all...
That sounded like one of them right there.
I think we've all said, well, how can I get out of
this? Can I be honest? I want to tell you what your problem is.
What is my problem?
You are so popular, and you get more invitations than you can accommodate.
Mm.
You'd never have a minute to yourself if you did everything you were invited to. Yeah. So you have to sometimes say no.
I remember...
Wow, you must be really popular,
Jeez,
Greg.
That's tough.
Never have a minute to yourself?
Never.
If I did everything I was invited to...
He's talking about rich.
I'd have a few days to myself.
Nobody cares about me. Nobody cares. I don't get invited to anything.
I don't go anywhere that I'm not invited.
Yeah, well...
That's a good policy.
This brings up social media and how you can be accidentally found out, right?
I think the key to successfully...
It's not always you that accidentally post. Someone else may have posted about something.
Oh. And will tag you.
And will tag you. And then
you get tagged in it.
You're
and then
busted.
Boom.
Yeah.
Outed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if you're good.
I have a story from high school that involves this topic.
I've got one from last week, but go on.
So we all know in high school those parents who... They want to be a part of the group.
Okay.
They're kind of acting like one
of
the kids.
They want to be friends and not parents.
And
okay,
so this high schooler, her mom had scheduled a scavenger hunt at the mall for all of us to go on. I really didn't want to go to it.
Yeah.
So I said that my family was doing spring cleaning. I posted some pictures that were not spring cleaning on social media, and she called me out in the comments.
Oh, no.
She said, this doesn't look like spring cleaning. The scavenger hunt is still going on.
The mom called you out?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Her baby. She said, listen, I have got this many people allotted. Like, I've printed out 15 scavenger hunt sheets. There, this one still has your name on it. Sheesh, that's bold. I don't know that I've ever called anybody out. Well,
social media has complicated this whole faking to get out of something.
I think the key, though, to successfully extricating yourself from a social commitment is to have a disgusting reason to not be able to go.
Oh, like what?
Give us an example. You've got to.
Oh, jeez.
As soon as you use a word like ooze or... Or I'm having my belly button
gut
removed. I'm going to need...
Bubble gut.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Bubble gut.
Bubble guts.
Or bus.
I got hit by a bus again.
Yes.
That's a good one,
literally.
Yeah. For most people, but if Greg ever told me that, I'm like, again?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would totally believe that, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing is to present them with something they really don't feel inclined to ask additional questions about.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Good luck.
Hope
feel better.
It goes well.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see you Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, what's your excuse from last week?
My excuse? Let me tell you. All 2 weeks, Andrew was telling me that we have to go to this function. We have to go together. We're a package deal. We're going. I hit Andrew up Friday night, like, hey, Andrew, I'm getting dressed. He goes, I've been asleep since 2. I don't know if I can make it out of the bed. It was 9 o'clock.
He told me a different story.
Let me defend myself.
No, she didn't
finish my story.
No. What happened?
When I texted him the next day, he goes, I went to bed at 3 p.m. and didn't wake up till 9 a.m.
I woke up to feed my dog, Summit, and I told you that, too, and I've never done this before, but apparently I needed to sleep because
they have issues
I didn't wake
over there,
up till
the next morning.
The next morning.
Okay, well, I guess.
And now we're supposed to believe you when you do the news?
So, coming to the party, really put you to sleep.
How can we?
Julia didn't really have an excuse. She just wanted to call me.
So,
you just
said
you've never called anyone out before.
By this time, well, now was the time. By this time, I'd already confirmed.
We're getting called out by our producer.
I know, but how can we ever believe anything else from Andrew now?
Yeah.
You know?
Don't do it. Yeah, he will set you up for
video. He sits on a throne of lies.
All right.
That's what you need to know. That's all you need to know.
We had to wrap an hour ago.
Did we get a wrap?
I'm sure we got a wrap.
We got a wrap 2 minutes ago.
You guys have a great one. Listen. See you tomorrow morning.
Bye.
Wow, that was...
Yikes.
Andrew got called.
Yeah, he
did.
Man. Well, he's a young Rich Thomas, popular and in demand, just like more grown-up Rich Thomas. Speaking of more grown-up...
No. The elderly Rich Thomas.
Stop it.
Elderly.
Yeah, that's
AARP Rich.
Oh, that's more like it. And half the planet is AARP.
Oh, you start getting mail from them at age 40.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And you can't dodge them. You can't. They don't care. They'll be relentless. They'll nag you into joining eventually. Although I've managed to not do that. It is 6:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There is a great local business in Prattville called Bryan Jewelry. And I have to thank Lynn Bryan. We presented her with a situation. See, with a local family jewelry operation like Bryan, they can do things. They don't have to, you know, run a request from a customer up the corporate food chain to get an answer. It's their business. So when I went and said, can we take my daughter's unhappy wedding memories and turn them into something she's going to love? And boy, have they ever done that. And she's thrilled. She's just doing so well and loves what she picked out from the Bryan Jewelry website. And that's long distance. That stuff is already there, and she's wearing it and enjoying it, and the stuff is out of the house. Bring this up because at Bryan Jewelry, first of all, if you join their club online at bryanjewelry.com, you can save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. But if you have an idea for somebody, but you're not sure where to look, go there. Have them make it. If you can't find exactly what you want, you can drive all over creation trying to find it, hope to luck into it. At Bryan Jewelry, they'll just make it happen. That's what professional jewelers can do. They can fix and repair watches, and they give you free care and cleaning on whatever you purchase for the lifetime you own it. See Lynn and Kenny and a great team at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again online at bryanjewelry.com. Traffic, and then today's Cheap and Trash.
We're rolling right on through the 6 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is going to give you a green light on your travels this morning. We don't have any problems on the interstates. I-65 and I-85 are still up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard is starting to show some traffic. Be careful around the intersections. Highway 231 coming out of Wetumpka has a crowd around the River Bridge, so be careful there. And watch out for the school buses out picking up kids this morning. Let's be careful as we get our work day started. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. The representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
You may have heard Kelly Clarkson's appendix burst on live TV.
Well, it was delayed in the Western time zone.
If it was that loud, it's probably still falling on people in the Western time zone. That happened at the Billboard Music Awards in May.
Oh, wow.
She sucked it up through that.
Yeah.
And finished the show.
Wow.
A week later, she was doing a live episode of The Voice when a cyst is somewhere in her internal lady organs burst. And once again, she soldiered through it before she went to the doctor. So I guess the game is when Kelly Clarkson's doing a live gig,
yeah,
be ready for anything.
Tune in.
Her television show is going to be recorded.
Tune in,
so.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. This is Professor Matt McConaughey.
Yeah, University of Texas professor. Yeah. When he has time.
He's teaching a class called Script to Screen. But this fall, he's a full-time instructor. So he can mentor students, explain and explore teaching other classes, and participate in all universities.
I think that's great.
What if he plays the bongos for them and with no clothes on?
No, I think that's an at-home activity.
Oh, I think. Okay.
The Levi's that Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain are going on the auction block today with bidding starting at $15,000. I'm going to assume they're washed. Artem Chigavinsky from Dancing with the Stars has confirmed he will not be back. They have let go both Artem and Sharna Burgess.
You're hitting me with this news in the morning like this. I still have 2 hours to go.
I hate that Jay's not here because, you know, he watches that religiously.
Mighty.
They have named a road for Weird Al Yankovic in Darwin, Minnesota.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Is he from there?
Well, he immortalized the city in his 1989 classic, The Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota.
Oh.
He never actually mentions Darwin in that song, but that is where said ball of twine happens to reside.
I see.
Shania Twain's top 20 best songs, according to Rolling Stone, You're Still the One was number one. Man, I Feel Like a Woman. That was ahead of its time, wasn't it? And I'm Out of Here, the one we opened with yesterday, was number three. I still think that's her best. Always, that's a great song, too. Why isn't that in the top 10? Who's the moron that made this list? I disagree. And Judge Mathis denying a claim that he spit in a valet's face because he took too long to fetch his car.
You're kidding me. You know what that is? That's arrogant.
Really obnoxious.
Case disgusting. Dismissed.
Pete Townsend says, I can't use the word, but he really described himself in a very negative term from his behavior in the 60s. Especially when he wrote the lyrics, Hope I Die Before I Get Old. And Kenan Thompson says Saturday Night Live is his forever plan. He never wants to leave. And I'm fine with that because anything in is generally funny. JD is on the phone.
Hey. Hi.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Well, y'all had a bumper song. Well, not really a bumper song a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Y'all played a little skit cover of LMFAO.
Yes.
Little party rock anthem.
Right.
I was going to holler out a little fun fact about that song that not too many people know. It's an uncle and nephew group, but the granddad slash dad of those two guys, none other than Berry Gordy Jr.
Yeah.
Really?
Daddy founded Motown.
They did not. Yeah. Yes, and they did not use his name. They got big on that little Kia Soul commercial with little hamsters on it.
Yeah.
But I know Rich always throws out some fun facts and great tunes in the morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
Greg always hits on a lot of good stuff, so I said, well, let's share a little fun fact about these two guys that not too many people know. They don't really, it's not that they're ashamed of Berry Gordy by any means, but they just wanted to do it on their own. But yeah, their dad slash granddad is founder of Motel.
How about that? And still in fairly good health in his 80s, I guess, right?
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Well, hey, y'all have a wonderful day, and as always.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Wanted to mention, Baumhauer's has new happy hour hours.
What?
Yes, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, and offering half off select appetizers like Hot Lips, the tailgate burger.
Mm-hmm. I love
with
the
fries.
Hot Lips.
Half off, this. Yeah, the Hot Lips are good, too.
Great.
And great drink specials every day. That's 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. And don't forget, well, with the season starting, they have a great catering menu, so you can go to all the hassle of getting a lot of food ready, or you can just go to Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard and pick up whatever you need. Friday, you can win. If you're like JD, he'll be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
You call us, you're eligible to win a tailgate to-go package, which includes a party-sized tray of wings, and that also comes with chips, salsa, queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea with gooey fries to boot. And we'll give that away Friday in our final Emily segment as we close in on 7 o'clock with traffic and Fox News.
rolling right on through the 6 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is going to give you a green light on your travels this morning. We don't have any problems on the interstates. I-65 and I-85 are still up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard is starting to show some traffic. Be careful around the intersections. Highway 231 coming out of Wetumpka has a crowd around the River Bridge, so be careful there. And watch out for the school buses out picking up kids this morning. Let's be careful as we get our work day started. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday.